Okay, in this video I'm going to take a look at what's good marketable title. So you might be wondering why good marketable title is something that you need to be concerned about, but believe me, if you're buying a property in Ireland, then you're going to need to get good marketable title. And the reason for that is because the bank won't lend money on anything that's not good marketable title. So that brings us back to a very, very key truism. It may appear to be a trite statement, but in fact, the day you buy is the day you sell. So let's have a look at title. Title, when speaking about property, is basically evidence of the person's ownership of the property, person or company. So that's what title is. Good title then is where the vendor can prove that they have legal ownership of the property, so they can actually prove good title. And good marketable title then is a step further. It's not defined by statute, but it means the standard of title which is given and accepted by conveyancing solicitors following good conveyancing practice and rules set out by the Law Society of Ireland. And the Law Society of Ireland then have an agreement with the various lenders in this country. So good marketable title is known and understood by the banks and understood by the solicitors and understood by the Law Society. So when I act for a purchaser of a property, I'm looking to ensure we get good marketable title. And the reason for that is because of the certificate of title system that's used in Ireland. That means that ultimately I am going to give a certificate of title to the bank when the transaction is completed. In other words, when I act for a purchaser and they buy the property, I'm going to place a charge or a mortgage on that property with the Property Registration Authority of Ireland. I'm going to register my client's ownership of the property, and then I'm going to send all of the title documents to the bank, along with a certificate of title. And the certificate of title is what the bank is going to rely on. Later on, if there's a problem, if there's any problem with title, if there's any defect in title, and that would arise obviously, or would come to notice when the property is going to be sold again, then the bank will come knocking on my door saying, what is the story here? There's an issue with title, you've certified title, and now we want this rectified. We're going to bring a claim against you for professional negligence, and we're going to claim off your insurance, and I'm going to be in difficulty, to put it mildly, with my insurer and indeed with the Law Society and so on and so forth. So it's absolutely key that a solicitor can certify title, and it's absolutely key function and purpose of the solicitor when acting for a purchaser that they obtain good marketable title for the lender. That's what we're doing, and that's why we're so concerned about title documents, about planning, about certificates, about statutory declarations, about all of these things being in place. Because the bottom line is, at the outset, when we get a loan pack from the lender on behalf of a client, we are asked to sign a solicitor's undertaking to get good marketable title. So we sign up for it, we sign the solicitor's undertaking, and on the basis of the undertaking that we give to the bank will then advance the money to our client. And after that then, the bank will rely on the certificate of title. So no longer are they relying on the undertaking. We've done the job, we've carried out the conveyance, we've carried out the purchase, we've registered the property, we've registered the mortgage or charge on the folio. Now the bank is going to rely on our certificate of title, and our certificate of title needs to stand up to scrutiny. And that's why we are all about good marketable title. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, just hit the subscribe button down below and hit the bell icon, and you'll be notified every time I bring out a new video. And I have new videos at least twice a week on all aspects of Irish law.